Nazir chapter 3, Mishnah 3. Okay, the background to this Mishnah is that if a person becomes impure with corpse impurity, then what they would have to do normally, not a Nazir, just a normal person, they would have to have the waters of the red heifer sprinkled on them on the third day and again on the seventh day. Then they would go to the mikveh, and when it became nightfall, then they would be pure again. Now, if a Nazir becomes impure with corpse-related uncleanliness, meaning, let's say, touched a dead body, right? So we're going to see in this Mishnah that he has to do all of that. In addition to that, on the seventh day, he shaves. On the eighth day, he brings certain sacrifices. And then he has to restart his period of Naziris. He loses all of the days of Naziris that he's observed up until then. This Mishnah is going to go into what happens if he becomes unclean on the 30th day. Because remember, on the 30th day, he's really finished kind of his period of unspecified Naziris, but we said he only brings the Karbonis the next day. So he's kind of like in an in-between stage. So what happens if he becomes impure in that in-between stage? Says this Mishnah, Misha Amar Harani Nazir. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, meaning he takes on an unspecified period, and then Nitma Yom Shloshim. This is the Shala. What happens if he becomes impure on the 30th day? Right, he's finished his period of Naziris, he's waiting to bring his sacrifices the next day, but he hasn't yet quite finished the process. Says the Mishnah, the first opinion, Sosa Esakol, he forfeits all of his days. So he would have to start again, he would have to go through the cleaning process, 7 days, do his thing, and then he would have to restart the 30-day period again. Rabbi Eleza Aimer, he says, no, Aimer Sosa as Ela Shiva. He wouldn't have to start it again, he would only lose out 7 days. And what are those 7 days? The 7 days that he now has to purify himself. But after he purifies himself, while he's doing that, he still has to observe the Naziris. He's still a Nazir. But the minute he's pure, he could then shave on the seventh day, bring his Karbonis on the eighth day, and then he would be pure again. So says Rabbi Lezi, he loses 7 days. Not the whole thing. Harani Nazir Shloshim Yom, but where they all agree is the other case where the person doesn't take an unspecified period of Naziris. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Now everybody agreed he had to observe a full 30 days, not just, right? So there, Nitma Yom Shloshim, if he did become impure on the 30th day, Sosa Esakol, everybody would agree that he loses everything. He has to be purified and restart again, because here he has to observe 30 full days. Not part of the last day. Miktsasa Yom Kukula counts for the whole day, rather 30 full days.